Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So, based on what happened to me last night, we thought we would do a show on professionalism.
Yes.
Professional behavior. So I had paid money to go to this talk with two of my girlfriends, and we rushed through dinner so that we could get to the talk at 7 o'clock. And we got there at 5 of, which was amazing because we had a long walk and, you know, we had a 5:30 dinner reservation. Anyway, we rushed through it. We told the waiter, you know, we got to have our dinner and get out of here in an hour.
Yeah.
And we get there and nobody knows what we're talking about. They don't know what this lecture is and they have no idea where it is. And then finally we find some guy who works there who says, oh yeah, yeah, I'm setting up that room over there. And, you know, and now it's 7 o'clock when it should be starting and there's nobody there.
Right.
And he said, you know, there's 10 people registered and we're already three of them. So,
wow.
We decided we sit down and nothing's, you know, the three of us just sit down and we decide, all right, how long are we going to wait? Because, you know, we're all professional. We all give workshops and, you know, that was not a good start. So we decide we're only going to give the person 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So at 11 after, we start writing this person a note saying, you know, the three of us were
how
here.
How very happy you are with
right.
your experience.
We, you know, saying these are our names and we would like a full refund.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, so at 7:15, I'm putting my coat on and she comes running in what looked to me like was like play clothes. I don't know. Her hair was in pigtails and she was like wearing sweatpants and comes in smiling. Hey, you know, like everything's okay. And, I said, well, you're late and we're about to leave. And she said, but I'm here now. So we, you know, my one girlfriend hands her the note. The other girlfriend is like throwing things around going, no, no, we're out of here. And I sort of was the one who just said, you know, this is really unprofessional. We left a really lovely dinner. Make sure we got here on time. And not only are you not here, but the other people aren't here either.
Right.
And, you know, we don't really want to have to wait for them. And so we're going to go now and we expect a refund. And there really wasn't much she could say, which was good for her. She said, you will get a refund. You know, and we left. But it really got me thinking, because to me, she really lost all credibility. And I told her that. She said, why don't you stay now? And I said, you've lost all credibility. But, you know, maybe that's just my thing. Because one of the three of us said, I would have stayed if you two hadn't felt so strongly we had to leave.
When she finally showed up, they would have stayed.
Right. So she told us later, she said, you know, I would have stayed. I give people more room than that. And I thought it was really unprofessional as someone who gives workshops. Mm-hmm. Not only do I show up way in advance to set the space, to set the intention, to get the energy right so that when people are welcomed, you know, they want to be there.
Right.
You know, there is a before thing that does have to happen to bring people into the space.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered, you know, the two of us felt very, very strongly that that was really unprofessional. Also, she wasn't dressed professionally. So I was just curious. I wanted to talk about it and get everyone else's take. That's something that really bothers me. I guess it doesn't bother everybody, though.
Uh-huh. The time thing. Showing up on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something you've paid for. If it was a freebie, even then I wouldn't like it.
Right.
And I probably wouldn't stay. But how rude. It just seems unprofessional to me. What would you have done?
I would have left.
You would have left, really?
Yeah.
How much time
is money, money is time. 15 minutes is...
15 minutes, right?
Usually, yeah. The standard.
Yeah. And what I was saying to Kathy is if someone had come into the room and said, I'm sorry, the instructor's running late or there's been a delay of some kind, she's
some kind of
way,
explanation.
That's a different experience, right? Or even to be apologetic. It sounds like this individual was not in the least bit apologetic as well.
Right.
She, you know, We just talked at her and said, this is unacceptable. We're leaving now and we expect a full refund. So she didn't really, she said, you're 100% right. She did agree. And of course, this morning all three of us woke up to a notice that there was a refund. Mm-hmm. So she has integrity.
Right.
But she didn't come running in saying, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Right. And then where were the other seven people? Were we going to then have to sit and wait for them to show up? Like, it just didn't make sense when we were having such a wonderful dinner that we really could have stayed at.
Right.
Right.
So that's a deal breaker.
It is for me.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, like you're talking about the one friend who might have stayed. For her, time and punctuality isn't as important or, you know, as much a critical factor. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true, too, that the things that are most important to you individually are also the things that you practice the most.
Right.
Strictly
right.
yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Kathy and I were talking about this before. And for me, the fact of the pigtails and the sweat clothes would definitely.
Yeah, it didn't help her case.
But it would be a total turnoff because it seems like not preparing and not respecting your audience and not taking yourself seriously.
Right.
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 I would have a hard time with that. And I was also.
I agree that I got the sense that she didn't take herself seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which really said a lot about her. And why would I want to...
Why would you want to sit through a lecture with someone who doesn't take themselves seriously?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that would be a deal breaker for me. That mm-hmm. And that in addition to... I guess if someone is dressed what it seems to me just very inappropriately or super casually, and that's my own bias, is that mm-hmm. I prefer to dress a bit more formally when I'm presenting in front of someone. Mm-hmm. But I was also saying with Kathy, I have a big thing about language. And if someone mm-hmm. uses lazy language, if they have really bad grammar, if they use foul language, that's the deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stay and listen to that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, which is interesting because I have a little more room for that.
Right.
Which is funny. So everybody definitely has something that is unacceptable to them.
Right.
In a professional environment.
Right.
Right.
And I know that I've heard many of our clients say, well, my boss is always right. He's always running late. And, you know, many of these meetings get canceled. I think that when you're already in a system.
Right.
And, you know, there's many reasons for that person could be running late. It's probably still not liked,
mm-hmm.
you
right.
know, and it's difficult to deal with, but you have to deal with it. But when you pay someone to come in, I think that that is a deal breaker, but maybe not everybody does. So I really want to know what other people think.
Yeah.
And also, what is your deal breaker professionally? Like, how do you judge someone? Mm-hmm. When you're going to hire a lawyer, you're going to hire an accountant, you're going to hire, you know, different professionals to work with, what is it that your expectation is? You know, what is it that, you know, you say, oh, this person is not for me.
Right. So tweet us at AskK2.
Yeah, I want to know what you're thinking.
What are your
or even
breakers?
Send us an email. What are those deal breakers if you want to be anonymous?
Yeah.
For me, another one is not keeping your word. If you say you're going to do something and then you do something different or you don't do what you said, even if you have to come back and say, I think I said that too soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be different. But that breaks trust with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one for me, actually.
Uh-huh.
Or like no response.
Oh, no response
is another big one for me. Even if you're busy, shoot me an email or text saying I'm busy right now, but I'll deal with this at another time.
Right.
That's a biggie.
It's a biggie for me.
Yeah. What about for you, Catherine? Others?
Yeah, I am. It's funny because I'm all about courtesy, so I don't like lack of response, but I really don't like people who, you know, cut you off or don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because we spend a lot of our time listening.
Right.
But someone, even if they're the smartest person in the room, if I get a sense that they're totally arrogant and have no bandwidth for anyone else's ideas or even questions, then I'm not going to be listening very much.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about somebody who's unprepared? You know, I once had a client where I was the strategist, and then they had a bookkeeper come to this meeting, and it was like once a month. And she was always unprepared. She couldn't figure out how to get a computer on. She never had a pen, and she was just unprepared. Ultimately, they fired her because it was silly. She just looked unprofessional. So that's another thing about being unprepared. And I felt this woman last night was completely unprepared. Also,
yeah.
I don't want to keep going back to her, but she's currently on my mind as one of the least professional experiences I've had in a really long time. So what else? Professionalism to you?
Well, unwilling to take responsibility is a big one.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
So so I didn't do it kind of thing? It's not me.
It's not my area. It's
point
not my job.
Pointing fingers. Yeah. Oh, pointing fingers is bad.
Yeah, blaming someone else for something that really was your responsibility.
I think a true professional just takes the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, or sees what part they may have played.
Right. Right.
So... You know, and because things happen, mistakes happen. I make mistakes all the time. We just discovered one that I made.
You just made a $600 mistake.
One of my specialties, in recording. And so, but those kind of mistakes, to own them is part of being professional, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And really, I think it's part of what builds your professional integrity as well.
I totally agree. I think if somebody knows that even if you did make a mistake, you're going to own it, they're less likely to have a problem with your normal human level of mistakes.
Right.
It's the person who points fingers that then you begin to distrust.
Right.
So I thought it was really good that she did take responsibility and did give us refunds immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good sign. Not that I would ever consider working with her again.
Right.
And also because she didn't own, she owned it in the moment, but didn't really say what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Would that have really mattered? I don't know.
Would that have mattered to you if she had explained herself or if someone else had come in to explain why they were late?
I might have stayed, but it would have put, she would have had to really prove herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it feels disrespectful to me.
Right.
To not respect my time.
Right.
You know, it's funny. My relationship to time is such that I start to chafe when someone keeps me too long at something.
Oh,
too long in a meeting, too long in a presentation, too long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then, you know, then I start to feel like you're not respecting my time and I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And once I do get out of here, I'm going to try not to be entrapped again, you know. So it's funny. Mine is more about the length of time that someone keeps you captive and not respecting that. So if I'm in a presentation and there's no break or they go on and on or it's not dynamic in some way, then I start to feel like, what do we do?
Actually, a friend just told me a story that they had this famous facilitator facilitating a meeting who had written many books on the topic of why he was there. And he didn't use a timer.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't watch time. So when there was important introductions to go around, she was the last. And although other people had a half an hour, she had 30 seconds. And that's really not a good dynamic for this person to really put their faith in you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, time, I think, is a big one when it comes to professionalism. You know, responding on time, showing up on time, doing what you say you're going to do on time. I think there's a certain level of credibility that gets broken when you are the one being paid and you're not respectful to other people's time. Mm-hmm. It is, at least for me.
Yeah. Well, and that can even be constantly shifting deadlines. If you promise one deadline and then push it to another and another and another,
right.
It erodes the trust between the people who you're working with and you.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is I'm thinking the flip side of what we're really saying is here are the behaviors that are professional. The behaviors that are professional are being prepared, being on time, being aware of other people's time. Speaking professionally, in my case, I care about that.
And looking the role.
Looking the role, being courteous. And
listening, really taking in what others are saying.
Yeah. Listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listening is a big one.
Yes. That seems to be a hard thing for some people.
Right.
Right. Well, and I think actually the other thing now in this day and age is being present is very challenging for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I was just speaking to a client who was talking about, you know, the temptation to just be constantly staring at your screen. And so then mm-hmm. you're never, ever giving anyone the full, your full attention.
Right. Yeah, that's a bit of an addiction.
It is.
I don't get it. I mean, I do get it sometimes. I do feel a strong desire to look at my phone.
Yeah.
Right. Even if there's nothing there.
Well, I don't know if there's anything there or not, because what if I miss something?
Mm. Right.
So I do feel that pull, but I can say no to it sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah. Right. I think it's also an avoidance strategy for some people. If there's someone they don't really want to talk to or someone they don't want to give their full attention to.
Oh, you just go to your phone.
Yeah. You just look at your screen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the screen is, in some cases it might be a laptop or iPad or, you know, something else. But generally these days it's a phone.
It really is, because everyone's got one. I find being in an elevator with people, everybody's on their phone. And then I, you know, look.
Yeah.
And they're just scrolling Instagram. I mean, it's not as if they're reading the Declaration of Independence.
No, never.
You know. They're not really
they're brushing up on their history, you know.
Reviewing the presidential oath of office, which is coming up soon. What are they saying again? How does that go? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it isn't that important. You're right. And sometimes...
Was it avoidance of eye contact, avoidance of
boredom? I noticed that on the train. It's everywhere on the train, too.
Oh, the train, for sure.
Like, yeah. It's funny, because it used to be, I guess, you'd look up and around anyway. I mean, elevators were famous for you'd look at the numbers of the elevator. We don't have that in our elevator, of course, but you'd
we have little beeps.
We have little beeps. You'd stare
count
at the beeps.
There is nothing to look at in the elevator. It's true. So it is a time killer, looking at your phone.
Right. Yeah, I mean, God forbid you interact with each other.
Well, I only do it when somebody's on the elevator I do not want to talk to, like our super. If there's somebody like that in the elevator, I whip that phone out, make it look very
hello,
important.
Hello.
Because I don't want to make small talk about the weather with him.
Right.
Maybe you should text him while you're in the elevator with him.
And say
our
how dirty
his room is.
The hallway is really dirty. Don't you think you should clean it? Maybe I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Anyway, professionalism is the question for today, and I would love to hear what others, what irks them.
What are your pet peeves in terms of what you consider to be professional or unprofessional behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I just thought of one more, by the way, which is I can't stand like raw jokes.
What kind?
Raw.
You mean dirty? What do you mean?
Yeah, like sexual innuendo.
You don't like those?
Not at work, no.
Oh, at work. Yeah. You like him at home?
Occasionally.
Uh-huh.
But
can you tell one right now? I can't. I don't know what you mean.
No. Well, it's usually a play on words or... it's usually a play on words or...
Like, if that's what she said.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one. Right.
All right, come on my lap and I'll show you a thing or two.
You know, you don't like that stuff. That's not professional. Right. Well, there's always someone who does that.
Exactly.
There's always someone who takes that role on, and you're kind of forced to laugh at them. Yeah, I find that hard to do. Yeah. But at least they're not nasty.
Uh-huh.
You know, at least they're somewhat they want to entertain.
Right.
You know?
Well, that is a whole nother thing about, if we're talking about professionalism, which is calling someone out in front of others or saying something mean or cruel to someone in front of others.
Mm-hmm.
That's really gross.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And not professional.
Well, it's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It might be considered professional in certain places, but it's playing dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we have some of that going on in the country. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we really want to hear from you and what you feel
You know,
irks you in the workplace, and we can talk more about this.
Tweet us at AskK2 and send us your ideas at info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.